my bills are all due, and the baby needs shoes, and I'm busted. Cotton is down to a quarter of a pound, but I'm busted.
There you go. It's a new theme song for the state of Illinois.
We should see if we can get that made official, at least temporarily.
Yeah, because that's the kind of crap that they do in Springfield right now.
Mm-hmm. What should the official fruit of the state be? Should mm-hmm. be the pineapple. Mm-hmm.
We don't grow them here. It doesn't matter. The pineapple matter. Industry paid me $50,000 to actually put this.
Well, I like pumpkin pie. That they name that the official state pie.
Oh, yeah,
but
Mike
the fact
Flannery.
That they even spend time on these things.
We are the number
kind of
one
insulting.
Pumpkin producer in all the world.
Right, I've heard that.
Is that true?
That is absolutely true.
No.
No, go to Morton, Illinois. Go to Pekin. And look at that Libby plant mm-hmm. in Morton in October. It's unbelievable. They're dumping the trucks come up from the farms. They're dumping the pumpkins on the street.
Something like 90% of the country's pumpkins are within 2 hours of one Illinois town. I mean, it's all right there in the center of Illinois is where it all happens.
All right, so we learned something new.
But we are broke.
We're broke.
All right, more importantly,
we're busted.
We got nothing else but pumpkins. Can we pay for things with pumpkins?
So our bond rating's been lowered to two notches above junk bond status. Leslie Munger, the Illinois controller, says as of July 1, she's going to stop paying the lottery winners again.
Oh, yeah, here we go.
My mom will be happy about that.
And, you know, $23 billion in spending frozen. There won't be school aid. You know, there's places that are, including Chicago, considering potentially not having summer school. And then Forrest Claypool says there won't be a fall.
They might not even open
semester.
The schools.
They
is
may
what
not
he
even
was
open.
Saying today.
Hundreds of schools across the state may not open.
So John Cullerton says today that we're in crisis, and crisis is good because crisis creates opportunity, and this is an opportunity for everybody to decide what they want to do.
Well, the governor says that too. You know, okay, I get each side has good arguments. The public employee unions have their arguments.
Sure.
Cumulatively, as a political entity, though, it's idiotic. They're all grotesquely irresponsible. And they should be put in a glass box. We should have some people's tribunals held, and we should put them all in the glass box.
Well, what was your suggestion, Ro? You put them in a room, didn't you say?
We put them in
a
room.
With a bomb.
We put a bomb under the desk in a room, and we set a timer, and it's just like...
Okay, guys, no pressure. Just get a budget.
You're like MacGyver.
You have 1 hour.
With the things that are in this room, you must craft a state budget.
Exactly.
Yeah, and the brains in this room.
Everybody gets a yellow pad and two pens.
That's all you need.
And a calculator. One calculator. And then, here you go. There you go. 1 hour.
You keep hearing the governor say he is a victim of Mike Madigan because of his control over the legislature for 20 years.
I agree with that.
So you do.
Yeah. But, you know, the governor's also, there are others who are the victims of the governor. I mean, each of them owns a piece of this. I don't think there's one evildoer alone. I think they each own a piece of it. The governor has
What does the governor own?
Okay. The governor has, since he took office 18 months ago, and we have to remember he's only been there for 18 months, it was a gigantic, unspeakable mess when he came in.
No question.
But he did some really stupid, idiotic things on his own. He picked fights he didn't have to fight. He made enemies he didn't have to make.
Now, why was he doing that, do you think?
Because he's a rookie. He's naive. He's never held political office before. This is the danger when these super rich guys come in. They think they're the smartest people in the world. And I've got more money than all of you guys. Mm-hmm. That means I'm smarter.
And no one says no to me.
It is interesting. There is a bias against people who've chosen public life by people who've chosen private life, right? I mean, for high functioning white collar folks who think to themselves, well, you know, if they went into government, they're stupid, and that's why they didn't want to make it in they couldn't make it in business, so that's why they're doing it.
Right.
And that is not necessarily the case.
Right. I mean,
not.
So the governor came in, there was contempt dripping from his lips for everybody, even some of his fellow Republicans, people that he badly needed. Look, he's tempered that. Okay, he's mm-hmm. no longer a rookie. He's a sophomore governor now. It's the second time around. But Madigan thinks that he's got that. You know, thinks the governor's down. He looks at that job approval rating: 34 approve, 52 disapprove. Madigan thinks he's got the governor on the run, and He doesn't care about the damage that's being done to the state. He thinks the governor's going to have to own that.
You know, Leslie Munger, Illinois comptroller, gave a pretty depressing news conference today talking about not only the lottery tickets winners will not be paid, but 911 call centers will be impacted, higher education grants, all sorts of needed services, often to some of the neediest residents of our state, are going to be in jeopardy again.
Right. And, you know, and she's absolutely right. And, you know, it's time. I do think the governor has sent some really strong signals that he wants to do a deal. He has dropped the parts of his agenda that the public employee unions and that many of the Democrats, including Madigan, object to most strenuously. You know, the stuff that's out there is stuff that Rahm Emanuel and Mike Madigan have done before.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
they ought to do it again.
So now let's stop and think about this. Because, again, bomb under the desk, just remembering. Plan. Taxes go up to 5% again. Budget
comes. Talking about 4.8.
4.8, fine. Fine. I would like it to be 4. But it's 4.
Oh, you're out of time. You're out of time. You're out of time. Go with Mike Flannery. Go with Mike Flannery.
Thank God it's a video game. So we died, we get to come back to life.
Much harder than it seems.
All right. So 4.8%, that's going to be the new income tax. They have to have a budget, though, that is not $7 billion in the, you know, that there has to be some trimming here. There has to be some looking forward. And I do think that the public employee unions have to play some ball here. They don't have to give up everything, but they got to give up something.
Look, I hear Ask Me. They foam at the mouth when they issue these press releases about the governor. We have the highest paid state workforce in America when you adjust for the cost of living. And, you know, California, maybe Connecticut, mm-hmm. you know, where things are more expensive, that maybe they get a few pennies more. But we effectively have the highest paid state workforce in America. We can't afford it. But any effort to get them to make concessions and to join in with the sacrifices taxpayers have made and will make, you get this, oh, it's all union busting. You know what? They're still going to be just about the highest paid in America. It's absurd, the overkill. It's time for them. It's time for everybody to give a little. Time for everybody. And there's a sensible solution within reach. We need to do it.
Well, because there's such a drain of successful people, successful businesses that want to get out of Illinois because they don't like many of the circumstances that they're sitting in, including
or the direction it's going,
the tax rate. And let us be honest here, too. I mean, one of the other pieces here is that whole workman's comp issue that people have been talking about for years and years mm-hmm. and years and years, that the workman comp rules against businesses in Illinois are onerous compared to the surrounding states.
And you've got a ton of Democrats down in Springfield, Row, who are saying, let's do something about it. Kwame Raoul, the state senator from the South Side, you know, Senate President Cullerton. Rahm Emanuel points out that City Hall spends $100 million a year on workers' comp. If there were a way to reduce those costs, he wouldn't have to raise so many Chicago taxes. Mm-hmm.
Could Rahm get in the room, too? Could I get him in the room? By the way, we're going to have to work on your budget, too, while we're at it. Got it? Got it? Got it?
Okay, so, Mike, you know these things. You've been you know these things better than anybody because you've been looking at them. You've been reporting about them for years and years and years. Where do you see this going? What do you think is the next step?
I'm a little more optimistic than some. I do think... Look, all these things are piling up. One thing we haven't mentioned is, you know, the road builders have pointed out that this lack of a budget puts in jeopardy the $2 billion plus summer construction program on the roads, bridges, and highways.
I'm okay with that, by the way.
But not the 25,000 construction workers who will lose their jobs. They're not
okay
with
that, Rome?
No, I'm not okay with that either.
You're not okay with that.
I would like them to stay home and get paid, and I just don't want them springing on my traffic. Yeah.
But it'd be nice to fill the potholes and repair the roads.
Yeah, well, whatever. Not on my roads. Okay. Can they do it when I'm not on the roads? Is that too much? Can I go in that room now?
All right, Ro is in the room with Rom, Rauner, Madigan, and Color.
Uh-oh,
I would like you to pay
out.
All the workers to stay home and not do the roads.
Oh,
all right,
oh,
Mike,
gosh.
Hold on 1 second. We'll come right back. Violetta Powdermatic's got the WGN Traffic Trouble Spots. All right, Michael Flannery. Too many guys named Mike on this show.
There are a lot of Mikes.
Yeah. Mike Flannery, Fox Chicago, Fox 32 Chicago. What do we call it now? Fox 32?
Fox 32 Chicago.
All right. Let's see.
We're going to be talking about all this, by the way, at 9 o'clock tonight.
Yes, you will.
This is, I'm offering a preview of my strongly held views that may be aired a bit at the 9 o'clock news here tonight.
Much to get to.
Al has called 312-981-7200. Go ahead, Al.
Hi. Thanks for taking the call. I just have one question. If we made no spending cuts at all in Illinois, and we just adopted the Democrats' budget as it is, how high would we have to raise taxes?
Well, you'd have to look.
I think I read 5.5%.
5.5 in the income tax. But you know what that they're the so-called working group, Sal, in Springfield. It sounds like you're a pretty savvy news consumer. You know, there have been groups. The governor's had his staff meeting with both Republicans and Democrats in several different working groups. Mm-hmm. And the appropriation, the tax revenue raising side has come up with putting the income tax back to 4.8 and maybe sunsetting that somewhere down the road. Expanding the sales tax to services. And, you know, the governor campaigned on that the sales tax should be expanded, kind of the way Wisconsin does it.
With,
there are several
like lawyers would get taxed?
Yeah, but
who
not...
Who are the exempt class in that?
Well, but not for corporate services. So that, you know, you'd then have layered, you know, so it would only be at the end for the final services. So, you know, so there'd be, who'd be exempt is still up in the air.
Right. Well, that's everybody's lobbying
but,
to be
but
exempt.
But your barber, exempt. Your barber'd start charging sales
right.
tax.
Oh, for God's sake.
The dog groomer would be charging sales
tax. A dog doesn't need to get groomed. Wait, what?
Can I ask another question?
Yes. Sure.
See, last time we had taxes at 5%. We still had a problem, so I don't really know the answer. Wouldn't the income tax have to go higher than 5%?
Yeah, but you can't. But the problem with that, and that's the argument based on what the budget is, and that's where they have to. That's where the wheat and chaff, or use whatever analogy you like there that gets you out of this, because there's no way that we can have a 5.5% or 6% income tax on top of the federal income taxes, which will probably go up. And then and Illinois becomes a very unpopular place to live for people who are the people you need to have in a state who are paying the income tax. You need to have middle class, upper middle class and upper class wage earners in a state because they contribute. They're the exponent that a state needs for income.
Yeah. So Al is right that that when we had the income tax at 5% and then it sunset last year, we still owed more money. Well, that was because virtually every penny that was raised by the income tax being at 5% went to public employee pensions. We had failed to pay those for many years, and we had effectively borrowed against those pension funds. And public employees are right that we shouldn't have done that as a state. So with that income tax, virtually every single penny of that income tax increase went into
will
the
that happen
employee
again?
Pension funds. We're going to have
still,
to raise
still maintenance of that.
We're going to have to pay more into that. The governor has said that he's open to making a state contribution to the Chicago Teacher Pension Fund. That's one of the things that the mayor and Chicago Democrats have been demanding. Suburban and downstate Republicans get infuriated by that. You know, but everybody
Chicago pays on our state taxes. We pay for them.
Yeah. And actually, the Chicago Teachers Pension Fund is about 8 or 10 percentage points healthier than the teacher retirement system at the state level.
Yeah,
so Chicago's Chicago Teachers Fund is actually in better shape.
All right. Mike Flannery.
Thanks, Mike.
You're just the best, Mike. I can't wait to see him at 9 o'clock, where his hair will go from orange to like blaze red. He's an idiot. I'm not sure what I'm talking about. Put them all. I can't wait for him to adopt my idea. Put them all in a room.
Yeah.
With a bomb.
Should use that.
Under the desk. Mike. In 1 hour.
Wouldn't that be great?